The nation's biggest public pension fund has agreed to pay $250 million to settle claims of age discrimination. The suit involves police officers and prison guards who were disabled in the line of duty. The California case is the single biggest settlement in the history of the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Claims of age bias have been on the rise nationwide, and Susan McDuffie, district director of the EEOC, told reporters this settlement should be a deterrent to this form of discrimination.
In 2002, there were nearly 20,000 age discrimination charges filed nationwide with the EEOC. We hope that the resolution of this case will cause employers everywhere to review their business practices and to make absolutely sure that they are not based on illegal age discrimination.
The settlement was reached on behalf of 1,700 state employees throughout California who had public safety jobs as firefighters, police officers, highway patrolmen, or prison guards. Under a state law dating back more than 20 years, the formula for calculating their pensions in the event of a disabling on-the-job injury was skewed in favor of younger workers. Attorney Stephen Pingle, who carried this case for more than 10 years, gave the example of two police officers hired the same day, one of them aged 30 and the other aged 40.
They worked for 10 years. In the 10th year, they're both riding in the same black and white, and they're struck in an intersection, and they both snapped their spines. Same accident, same day, same economics, and guess what? They both get industrial disability retirements. But under this statute, the person who hired in at age 30 got the full 50% of salary. The person who hired in at 40 got 30%.
Even CalPERS, the state retirement system named as lead defendant in the case, admitted the formula was unfair. But information officer Darren Hall says the system's hands were tied for all these years because of a bad statute on the books.
We did not necessarily agree with how the law was written, and several times we had gone back through legislative process to get that law changed. And unfortunately, there were times where the bills that we had introduced or we had actually sponsored never made it out of committee or were gutted for one reason or another.
The discriminatory law still has not been repealed, but under the terms of the settlement, it will no longer be enforced. As to why it took so long to correct a basic inequity, William Tamayo, a regional attorney for the EEOC, pointed to misconceptions about older workers.
One of the issues we look at in age discrimination cases is are the stereotypes that people have. And one of the backgrounds where the government tries to justify why they did this kind of disparity is because there's a notion or belief that maybe older workers are malingerers, basically saying older people would commit fraud.
Tamayo says the court found no basis for that stereotype. The settlement awards about $50 million in retroactive benefits to disabled workers, and about $200 million more will be paid to future retirees. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.